From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Pentagon downplayed Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement of new nuclear weapons on Thursday. A Pentagon spokeswoman says Moscow's weaponry was long under development and had already been factored into U.S. assessments. Here's Dana White.
We're not surprised by the statements, and the American people should rest assured that we are fully prepared.
In his annual State of the Nation address earlier on Thursday, Putin boasted about his military's newfound capabilities, including invincible nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The Russian leader emphasized that the development of new weapons that have no equivalent in the West came in response to the U.S. withdrawal from a Cold War-era treaty banning missile defenses and U.S. efforts to develop a missile defense system. Here's more from White.
Our missile defense has never been about them. We need to ensure we have a credible nuclear deterrent. And we are confident that we're prepared to do, and we're prepared to defend this nation no matter what.
The U.S. State Department has approved the possible sale of Javelin missiles and launch units to Ukraine. It would come at an estimated cost of $47 million, the Pentagon said Thursday. A statement read the Javelin system would help Ukraine build its long-term defense capacity. More than 10,000 people have been killed since 2014 in a conflict that pits Ukrainian forces against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Bangladesh has requested that Myanmar withdraw its security forces from their common border. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. This is the third and possibly last day of a Russia-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area of Syria. The Union of Medical Care and Relief Organizations members say the fighting has worsened. This since the UN Security Council 30-day ceasefire resolution was adopted on Saturday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The chairman of the organization, Ghanem Tayara, says the resolution has been completely ignored.
There have been more than 90 persons killed. There have been so many frequent attacks on medical facilities, on hospitals, airstrikes, shelling, bombing.
Additionally, Tayara says one child has died and 19 other people sickened from a chlorine gas chemical attack by Syrian government forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nearly 600 people have died and more than 1,000 wounded in the last 2 weeks. A German national has been captured for working for the Taliban. The Afghan Ministry of Defense confirmed Thursday that a video circulating on social media of the captured foreign fighter is authentic. The German national has worked for the Taliban for more than 8 years. Police officials have not revealed the person's identity, but say the suspect was a Taliban advisor. They were arrested during a raid on a suspected Taliban bomb-making compound. A blackout hit Puerto Rico's capital and surrounding areas on Thursday after two of the main power plants shut down. It's a failure that came amid warnings from officials that the power company is struggling to remain operational. Puerto Rico's Electric Power Authority tweeted the plants shut down to protect the electrical system. Shop owners in Old San Juan said this power outage, plus many others, are crippling their businesses. That's coffee shop owner Hector Andujar explaining he saw two cruise ships docked at the pier. As tourists walk by and see his restaurant dark, they keep walking. More than 15% of power customers remain in the dark nearly 6 months after Hurricane Maria. The September storm destroyed two-thirds of the island's power distribution system. And British Prime Minister Theresa May will set out her vision on Friday for a Brexit deal deeper and wider than, quote, any free trade agreement anywhere in the world, telling the European Union it is in their shared interest. In this much-anticipated speech, which the EU hopes will offer more details. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.